41. Titania. The silly human thought I did not know his plan to come for me. He thought I did not see him tame the Quetzalcoatlus and leave for my great volcano. He thought I would allow him to step foot on my hallowed ground. But he was wrong. I knew everything, and I had prepared for it all. After all, I was the queen of the hot and bright, the ruler of summer itself, and I would not be thwarted so easily. Yes, he had stopped my first attack, but it would have been incredibly boring if he had not. Truthfully, I'd have been disappointed with my sister Mab had he fallen to a bunch of Diplodocus and the orange fire callers. Now, though? Now it was time to get serious, to see what this Garrett Andrews could do. I watched as he took the chieftainess to her tent, which was as expected as it was dull. Of course, he would take every opportunity to pound her into the ground. After all, she was quite attractive and under different circumstances. I wiped the thought away before it could draw too much of my attention. There would be plenty of time to make her kneel before me and do anything I wished. I cast an idle thought to the way I would bind her in the gilded chains of summer. Breaking her spirit would be marvelous, and then, when my touch was all she craved, I would cast her aside. The exquisite agony she experienced then would be my true reward. Instead, I turned my vast insight to the forest around me as the light began to fade. There were only a few minutes left before the light of the sun disappeared, and once it did, I would be weaker than I was now. Not that it mattered, I was still a god among insects, even when dealing with one like Andrews. Besides, I doubted I'd need to face him directly anyway. Already, the orange fire callers I had created surrounded the area. Some were disguised in their version of ghillie suits, and as they moved forward to surround the camp disguised as debris and detritus, I couldn't help but be amazed by how difficult it was to see them. That and a little bit of fairy glamour all but ensured they would not be seen until I wished them to be seen. Still others were spread out just beyond the felled trees of the forest they had cut down to make their huts and boats. It almost made me laugh. All that work to make something that could be turned to ash with a flick of a wrist. Ah well, perhaps next time they would build with sterner stuff. Though there would be no next time if they failed again. I would scour this world so completely of their presence that it would be as though they never existed. That just left my final task, waking the Rexes. I stepped through one of the last fading rays of sunlight and reappeared beside the giant beasts. They were massive creatures, and currently they lay nestled together in a heap beside one another. They were long, and the bigger of the two, the female, was nearly 40 feet from tail to snout and weighed close to 9 tons. The smaller male was no slouch either, weighing over 8 tons himself, and coming in at 38 feet. That was probably why they had claimed so much territory, and normally I would have applauded Andrews and his female tribe leader for their choice of camp. It was well within the territory of the Rexes, and such there would be no other predators to speak of. And yet, because the place was so large, they would be unlikely to deal with the Rexes. Unfortunately, that wouldn't do for my wishes. I strode up to the Rexes themselves, and as I was about to drop my glamour and reveal myself, I spotted something flitting through the sky high above. I turned my head toward it and saw that stupid flying ant that accompanied Andrews everywhere. I nearly cursed aloud. I kept destroying her, but somehow, someway, she kept coming back. It was infuriating. Worse, Andrew seemed to know when she'd been hurt or destroyed, and that made dealing with her difficult. Now, if I woke the Rexes, he would know. Unless... I took a moment to extend my magic outward, casting a glamour over the Rexes. Their massive bodies shimmered and shone for a moment as my spell settled over them, and a moment later... I snickered as the ant looked down at where the Rexes would have been. Then she flitted off like the stupid insect she was. I waited a few more moments for her to fly good and far, even though it wasted a few more precious moments of daylight. Then I turned my attention back to the massive dinosaurs and smiled. "It is time for you to feed, my darlings," I said as I placed my hands upon them, and drew them through one of the last rays of sunshine.